Dann aber der Kamer per Kamer ist mehr hey. Ach, ich bin vor, aber es ist ein Jochen. Postfall oder es ist ein Robin. Somebody who digs a well in his own private Rishus and he extended it into a Rishus HaRabim, a public thoroughfare, and made an opening to the bore in the Rishus HaRabim. Over Rishus HaRabim with Pascho the Rishus HaYochid. Or he dug the bore in the Rishus HaRabim and made an opening to the bore in a Rishus HaYochid, a privately held property. Rishus HaYochid with Pascho the Rishus HaYochid Acher Chai. Or if he dug the bore in the Rishus HaYochid, his own property, and he extended it into another property that he also owned and made an opening in the other Rishus HaYochid, and a Shor Chamor falls into the bore, he is chayef to pay for the damages, as according to this Tana, whether you dug the bore in Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim, in either case, you are chayef. Now that was the Mishnah set, that if you dig a bore in Rishus HaYochid, you are chayef, that is only if you surrender the property next to the bore, only then are you chayef if the Shor falls into it, because if you own the whole property around the boar, then the Shor should not have come anywhere near the boar, since it is your own property, and if the Shor would fall into the boar in this case, you would be puzzled. Hachoyfer boar versus a rabbit, v'nafal etoich ha-shor o chamor v'meis, chayim. Somebody who digs a boar in a rishus ha-rabbit, and a shor chamor falls into the boar and dies, you would be chayim to pay for the value of the shore or the chamor. Echad achayfer bor siach umara charitin uneitzin chay. Whether you dug a well, which is a circular pit, or a siach, which is a long and narrow pit, or a ma'ara, which is a covered pit which has an opening, or a charitin, a square pit, or neitzin, which is a pit that is wide on top and gets narrower towards the bottom. In all these cases, you would be chayev, and it does not matter what type of pit you dig, im kein lama nemar bor. If so, why did the Torah mention only bor? Ma bor sheyeshbo kedei lahamis asar tzvachim, af kol sheyeshbo kedei lahamis asar tzvachim. The reason why the Torah mentioned a bor, which means a well, is the Torah is coming to teach us, just like a standard well is at least 10 tzvachim deep, so too, any pit that you dig must be at least 10 tefachim deep in order to be chayiv for a shor chamor that falls into it and gets killed. Hayu p'chusim me'asar tefachim b'nafa l'tocho shor o chamor b'meis patim. But if you dug a bor that is less than 10 tefachim deep and a shor or chamor falls into it and dies, you would be patur. At a bore that is less than 10 tefachim deep is not deep enough to kill a shor or a chamor, and if it does get killed in there, it must be for some other reason, not because of your bore, and therefore you are pater bim huzak bo chayim. But if the shor or chamor falls into a bore that is less than 10 tefachim deep and gets hurt and damaged, you would be chayim to pay for the damages, as a bore that is less than 10 tefachim deep could damage and hurt the shor. Mesechet Bava Kama, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. Bor shel shnei shutim, a bor that is owned by two partners. Avar alav harishayim velo kiso. The first partner passed by the open bor without covering it. Vahasheni velo kiso. And the second partner subsequently passed by the open bor himself, and he also did not bother to cover the bor. Hasheni chayim. The second partner is solely chayim. The first partner is puter. The reason why the first partner is puter is because we are talking about a case where after the first partner passed by the bore, he handed the cover to the second partner and left it up to the second partner to cover the bore. Therefore, the second partner becomes the shomer, the guardian of the bore, and he is the only one that is chayav for any damages that will be caused by the bore. Kiso harishon uba sheni umato magula below kiso, hasheni chayim. If the first partner covered the bore, and by the time the second partner got to the bore, he found that the bore had become uncovered, somebody took off the cover of the bore, or the cover rotted away, and the second partner did not bother to cover the bore, the second partner is chayim for any damages that will be caused by the bore, and since the second partner is the one who knew that the boar has become uncovered and didn't bother to cover it, he is chayav. As opposed to the first partner, he had no idea that the boar had become uncovered, so he is puzzled. Kiso koroi v'nafal etoichoi shor o chamor v'meis puzzled. If they covered the boar properly, and even so a shor or chamor fell into the boar and died, they are puzzled for paying for the shor or chamor, and since they sufficiently covered the boar and the cover became rotted or somebody took it away, it is not their fault, and therefore they are puzzled. Lo kiso karai, if they did not cover it sufficiently, the cover they put on was not strong enough to hold up an animal that will walk over the boar, v'nafal etoichoi shor o chamor v'meis chayev, and a shor or chamor fell into the boar, they are chayev to pay for the value of the shor or chamor. Nafal lefana mikoa kriya chayev. If somebody went to the bottom of the boar to start digging it deeper, and from the sound of the digging, the shor that was passing by became startled and fell into the boar, the person who owns the boar or who dug the boar is chayev to pay for this shor. Even though the shor fell into the boar because of the sound of the digging, we cannot be mechayev the person who was digging, since this is considered a grumma, an indirect cause of damages, and therefore he is not chayev. The person who owns the boar is the one that is chayev. And since the shor fell into the boar, it doesn't make a difference why he fell in, he is chayev. La'acharav mikoa kriya patur. But if the boar got startled from the digging and tripped over the boar and fell down on the ground next to the boar, then the person who owns the boar is putter, and since the shor did not fall into the boar, he is putter, and the person who is digging is also putter, as this is considered a grumma, an indirect cause of damages, and he is also putter. Nafal l'toicho shor v'kelov v'nishtabru. If a shor and the utensils it was carrying fell into the boar, and the shor got hurt and the utensils broke, chamor v'kelov v'nishtabru, or a chamor and its utensils that it was carrying, and the chamor got hurt, and the utensils, such as the saddle it was carrying on its back, got torn, chayev ala behema upater ala kelov. The person who owns the boar is chayev to pay for the damages that were caused to the animal, but he is puter to pay for the damages that were caused to the utensils. As we learned this out from a pasuk, that utensils that fall into a boar, the Baal HaBoar does not have to pay for it. As the pasuk says, v'nafal shama shor o chamor. If a shor o chamor falls into a boar, and Chazal learned out from here, shor v'lo adam, you have to pay for a shor that falls into a boar, but not for an adam that falls into a boar and gets killed. Chamor v'lo kelim, you have to pay for a chamor that falls into a boar, but not for kelim, utensils that fall into a boar and get broken. Nafal l'toicho shor cheresh shaita v'katan chayev. If a shor that is a cheresh, a deaf mute, or a shota, it is a mad shor, or a katan, a very small shor, then he is chayev to pay for the damages that were caused to this shor cheresh shaita v'katan. And since the shor is a cheresh shaita v'katan, it is not the shor's fault that he fell into the boar, and we don't say the shor should have been looking down and therefore should not have fallen into the boar, and since it is a small shor or a chesh or a shoita, then the shor cannot be blamed. The Baal HaBoar is chayev. Ben obat eved o ama patur. But if a boy or a girl falls into the boar, or an eved or a ama, a slave or a maidservant, the Baal HaBoar is patur, because as we said, that you are not chayev for a person that falls into the boar and gets killed, as the pasuk says, shor below utter. And so too, if a shor pikeach, a regular normal shor, falls into the boar, you are putter. As since we say that a shor pikeach should have been watching where he was going, you are putter. But that is only if the shor pikeach falls in there during the day. But if the shor falls in there during the night, where the shor cannot see where he was going, you would be chayev to pay for that shor, even if it's a normal shor.